first of all, we're going to do a little review of what we talked about last time. We were kind of turned the room upside down, and we had these two pieces, which are brown and in the Bible. And we talked in Sunday school last week about some of the different colors we had in the tabernacle. And we had the brazen altar, sometimes it's called. Called an altar of burnt offering. And does somebody remember what it was made of? Anybody? Go ahead. Kim. No, no. Go ahead. No, this one. The brown one behind me. It was made of brass or bronze. Denim, I'm coming back to you. Hang tight. You're getting the question. But this was made of brass. And remember, and on the screen I have a picture of the tabernacle, a replica out in the middle of the Israeli desert, actually. And only the priests and the Levites could come through this door into, and the chairs, if you can imagine, are the curtains that surrounded the courtyard, what was called the courtyard. So why was it important that as soon as someone walked in, the first thing they see is the altar of burnt offering or the brazen altar? Go ahead. Louder. We need to offer a sacrifice because, and what does everybody, can everybody see that we have blood, or what painted would be blood, on the altar? And we have lamulam because, for it says, without the shedding of blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And there's another Bible verse that says, God is of too pure eyes to behold sin. Last week in Sunday school, I think I asked, and I think Mr. Hans can help me remember, but I think I asked, how many sins, how many sins would it take to keep you out of heaven? How many? Go ahead. One sin, right? Because if I could go be the best person of all time, hang on, I'll come back in a minute, okay? If I could be the best person of all time, looking at one sin, I would spend eternity in hell. Because I, you, all of us are sinners. It says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes? Okay. Now, so then we talked about last time how we had, God had a lamb that he provided for a sin offering because, and I'm going to read it from the Bible, but in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the verse I just quoted, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because we can be so thankful that there's verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So we are sinners. God has provided redemption through the sacrifice of his son. And that's what we get at the brazen altar, or the altar of burnt offering. We get God's judgment for sin. And remember, and I asked the kids, and I think we're going to go back there again. This altar, the brass or the copper, represents what God expects from us. God's righteousness, what God can claim to want from us. And we talked about some things that can be expected of us, such as what? What's one thing at home you're expected to do? Pray. Okay, what else? More, anything else? Trust me. Oh no, can you pick that up? I lost my holiness under the Lord thing already. Yes, This was much more of a challenge than you might imagine. I'm going to put it to the side. God can righteously expect, put your hand down please, can expect the creatures he created to walk, but we are incapable because we are sinners, so Christ has died to save us. So now, we have the privilege this morning, all we could remember the Lord in his death because we are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. And we trust that everyone is, but we also want to present to you again the importance of coming to Christ. Because we talked, when we came through that door, there was a verse we talked about for coming through the door. Anybody remember? Somebody help me out with the Bible verse we talked about last week. Go ahead. No, that's that. I got that one already. Go ahead, Aaron. Yes, he's the door. And if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved. Right. So we're now. Why the tabernacle? I've got some verses we're going to read. Carter, can you read the first four verses and then verse 11? Nice and long.
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
Okay, we'll step and go to verse 11.
Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
Okay, so the New Testament gives us complete latitude to talk about the pictures or the types in the Old Testament of that Israel is a picture, the tabernacle is a picture, that Israel is a picture of us both in their coming and being redeemed, but oftentimes in their sins as we are in ours. Now last week we looked at this as a memory verse. All the kids, and I'd like only the children that were in Sunday school last week to read this with me. The blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God. Cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now if you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you have been saved from dead works. You can serve the living God. I'm going to just read verses 17 and 18 that I have in Hebrews 10. Actually, maybe not. I'll start with verse 11, verse 12 rather. But this man, speaking of the Lord Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat and down at the right hand of the throne of God, the right hand of God. Verse 14, for by one offering he's perfected forever those who are sanctified, or being sanctified. And verse 17, their sins and their lawless deeds will I no more remember. Now where there is remission of these, they'll no longer an offering for sin. We did not come to meeting today when we remember the Lord to make an offering for sins that we've committed. Now we all sin. We all have a sinful nature. We will continue to sin. But we did not come to do penance and ask God to forgive us for our sins because I'm a poor sinner and I don't know. Because our sins are forgiven by the blood of Christ. And we're cleansed But if, the Bible says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. If any man sin, yes, then. You don't have to ask. Okay. Now, but I want to make the point here. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. We have Christ. We read about Christ, the rock that followed Israel in the wilderness. Christ is pictured in the brazen altar as the place where God sacrificed. God demanded that there was a man who had to, if there was going to be forgiveness, it was only through someone that took care of the wrath of God. Okay, yes. So, anybody else that needs to absolutely step up, just, you can step out and come back without asking permission. Now, James, you better be going. Okay. Now, we're obviously working in a limited space here. So I have a picture here for everyone to see kind of the cutaway, similar to what was the tabernacle model that we have in the break room. Okay? Because in this, where the table of showbread, the golden altar, and the candlestick are, is a room that is all gold. And the base here, where those posts go, are silver. And the wood is made of acacia wood, or acacia wood. And it is a wood similar to, in some ways similar to cypress that was found in Florida when the settlers came to this country. It is a wood that does not rot. It has a high resistance to rot and decay. So that is the wood God directed the children of Israel to build this tabernacle with, but they had to cover it with gold. Now, Jesus, and I'm going to read a verse, I don't have it in the PowerPoint, but I want to read it anyway, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. Chapter 1, in verse 35, this is the angel Gabriel speaking to Mary, who is going to become pregnant with immaculately, or the, it's called the virgin birth. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And the holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Or the Holy One. And we have pictured by the acacia wood, or shittim wood was the word I couldn't come up with before, covered by gold. So Jesus was both a holy man, he was as much a man as everyone in the room, except he could not sin. The Bible says he did no sin, he knew no sin, and in sin there was not. So, but he was always the eternal Son of God, right? Everybody? Okay, I want to hear you say, yeah, come on. Yeah, okay, it's kind of weak, but we'll take it. All right? So he was both holy man and holy God in one person. And that is part of the teaching of all of this gold covering the shittim wood boards, where the Ark of the Covenant that we'll look at another time, but the golden candlestick, the table of showbread, and the Ark or the altar of incense, or the golden altar, it's also called. Now, so this is just a picture of the entrance into that tabernacle in the desert of Israel, but we're suspending a little disbelief here, as the chairs are supposed to kind of represent to us the curtains surrounding the courtyard. Now, so this is kind of roughly what you would see if we had, which is, you know, just not doable, so we did what we could here, and hoping the pictures make this point, that only the priest can come in, the Levites can serve out here, and the Levites can serve in here, and the high priest can only go into the holiest of all, and once a year, and not without blood. Now, we've got a video here, and go ahead, Carter, and that'll go to YouTube. We'll probably have to click off an annoying commercial or something.
Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet.
Thank you, guys. And that's fine right there. We're only about 2 minutes of this, but it's very nice. So when you guys are ready, you go ahead and play it.
Red. With artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. The other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. And you shall make loops of the yarn on the edge of the curtain on the outer edge of one set. And likewise you should do on the outer edge of the other curtain of the second set. 50 loops you shall make in the one curtain, and 50 loops you shall make on the edge of the curtain that is on the end of the second set, that the loops may be clasped to one another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains together with the clasps, so that it may be one tabernacle. You shall also make curtains of goat hair to be a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall...
Stop there for a second. Okay, so we have the purple, scarlet, fine linen, and over the top we have goat's hair. And again, this is all a picture of the Lord Jesus. It says in Zechariah, talks about the prophet that shall wear a hairy garment. Jesus is depicted, not only is he going to be depicted as the high priest, he's going to be depicted as a prophet in the context of the tabernacle. You keep playing.
Same measurements. And you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and you shall double over the 6th curtain at the forefront of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain of the second set. And you shall make 50 bronze clasps. Put the clasps into the loops and couple the tent together, that it may be one. The remnant that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. And a cubit on one side and a cubit on the other side of what remains of the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on this side and on that side, to cover it. You shall also make a covering of ram skins dyed red for the tent.
Stop there. And we could. Now, ram skins dyed red. Now, later in the tabernacle, we understand with the consecration of the high priest and the priestly family, they offered a ram. We know that Abraham, God put a ram caught in the thicket by his horns, so he didn't have to offer his son and offer a ram. A ram is always a picture in the Bible, and these pictures are very consistent, unlike reading Lord of the Rings or something, where interpretation is open to interpretation. So we have the ram skins dyed red, red because of consecration. The blood of Christ is pointed to there. Keep going, and we're almost done with that slide.
How about your badger skins above that?
Okay, and we can go to the next slide down when you're ready. Whenever we got to get out of that. We're actually going to come back to this.
For anyone with dementia, do not...
Not yet, anyway. I don't have dementia yet. Mm-hmm.
Firing air...
And we're going to only look at part of this, but when you're ready, Carter, you can open this video as well. But I want to just stop, maybe before you do that. So, in the actual tabernacle, that curtain would be right here. And only the priests are going in here, right? Because we're going from the courtyard, where the altar, the burnt offering, the labor and so on, the animals that are being slaughtered, into the holy place, it's called. Go ahead, Carter. Thank you.
And for the tabernacle, you shall make the boards of acacia wood standing upright. Ten cubits shall be the length of a...
Right there is mine. Okay, the rest of it.